And just ask the Lord to just bless us right now. Father, we love you. We're here because we're hungry for you, Lord. We're thirsty for you. I pray that you renew us, body, spirit, and soul, oh Father God, that we would conquer this earth for you and for your kingdom and live whole and healthy. In your name I ask and I pray. Amen. Amen. Pastor Brenda, thank you. Thank you for having me here today and to talk about health. It's something I'm really passionate about. But you are a woman of God and you have walked with the Lord. And it's just when you started talking about health God's way, it kind of reminded me of 3 John, the letter John wrote. And he opened up and he said, you know, beloved, above all things, I want you to prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. You know, how amazing it is to have a woman of God over us that says, man, be blessed, be prosper, learn to have healthy relationships, learn to have a healthy body. So I honor you and I thank you for allowing us to do that and be, and even being my spiritual mom, I appreciate you so much for sowing into my life. And my mom over here, man, this woman can pray down heaven. When I was growing up, I couldn't get away with anything. She'll walk up to me and she'll throw scriptures. I'd be like, Mom, I guess you have a direct line with the Holy Spirit because you'd be telling her on me. So I just really appreciate you for raising me in a home that loves the Lord and just giving me the opportunities that I've had in my life, for sowing into my life. I love you, Mom, and thank you for what you've done. And back there is my fiance. Woo! God did me good. Look at that. See, I joke around and say, you know, there's that song that says, if you like it, put a ring on it. I know. Y'all ain't supposed to be listening to that. But my baby put a bling on it. So I'm like, thank you, Lord. See, this is what doing things God's way gets you. And that's what I want to talk about. It's just, man, Lord, let me look into your word. Let me eat it and let me grow in you, God, because there is more. There is more. God has more for each and every one of you here today because he has put a call on your life and a destiny. You are world changers. There's no question about it. Your mothers and your nurturers, your sisters and your daughters, and most importantly, you're the daughter of the Most High King. Oh, my goodness. When I know my identity in Christ and when I know who he is and what he's done for me on that cross and what I can have now because he has conquered it, woo! That scripture, I can do all things. I'm like, Lord, whatever I'm walking through, whatever the enemy tries to throw me, I got you because you got me in the palm of your hands, and I can walk in that strength and in that confidence. So today, I just kind of want to say a little bit about myself because you're like, who's this little Indian girl over here? You're right. If you guessed it, I'm Indian because I kind of get all over the spectrum. So no hablo español. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But I was born in India, and my brother actually fell from an 18-foot building, and because of that fall, he fractured his skull. And he had 3 open skull surgeries in India, and the doctors literally looked at my mom and dad and said, listen, you got to take him out of here. The pollution is so high, he keeps getting meningitis, which is an infection, and you can't really live with getting meningitis. You just really can't. So they didn't have the facilities there, so my dad had to make a drastic change. He had to leave the country that he knew to make sure his kids will survive. So we moved. We moved to the States. We moved to Mississippi. Talk about cultural shock, y'all. I was like, what is y'all? What is y'all? I know I understand you all, but I don't know what's what. What is y'all? Help me out here. So, I mean, but I loved it because they taught me how to make fried chicken and biscuits, which we're going to talk about that, right? Because what we've learned from our parents, you know, we got to change a little things for our kids in the future. We do. So we moved here, and for sure, he got meningitis again, and they had to do another open skull surgery. And post-surgery, he died for 1 hour and 45 minutes. It changed my life. You know, this is my oldest brother, right? And I've seen, I kind of grew up in the hospital because we were taking care of him nonstop. And I saw how healthcare can work and what it can do. But I have a saying, but God. I saw God raise this man from the dead. He was declared dead for 1 hour and 45 minutes. And so, you know, a lot of times I believe we walk this journey, right? We're taking steps and we think God's going to take us there. But I feel like what he's doing is in the air. Because he's building those steps of faith in us to conquer things for him and for his kingdom. So what I learned in that young age was my God is a healer. My God is a healer. We can do our best, and God does the rest. You know, he is my healer. He's my portion. He's who I can put my faith on and my trust in. So I got this huge heart for health because I, you know, pretty much was raised in the hospital. I didn't have a choice, but God fed that passion. He opened doors for me. I ended up graduating from Southeastern at a young age, at 20, so I had a lot of time, so I decided to do medical missions. And as I traveled, you know, when you're in Mexico and you want to write a script, they don't have a CVS down the street for them to go get it fulfilled. So I wanted to have my specialty in something that was hands-on and holistic, and that we can use. You can meet a person and you can say, hey, these are the things that you have right now that you can use to be well. So I got my doctorate in chiropractic. How many of you know what chiropractic is? So a lot of you, that's very, very good. See, this is my, like, this is my favorite thing right here. Keeping the spine aligned. I see a person, I'm like, that left shoulder is dropping, that right hip is rotated. Girl, you better sit up straight, you better walk right, you know. But that's what I love. I love keeping things aligned. I love keeping things in the proper place. So I just want to just explain a little bit so you kind of know what approach I take when it comes to health, right? So you look at a spine, it has 24 movable segments. See, all these are joints and they move. So when you bend and twist the wrong way, or you get into an auto accident, or you're sitting down for a long time, these joints can move out of place. And when they do, you need a chiropractor to line you up. You just do. Because the brain sits up here, and that's your spinal cord, and these are the nerves that come out. When these bones move, they put pressure on the nerves themselves. And we don't, you know, that those nerves control organs. So we want to make sure there's no nerve pressure coming from the spine, yeah? So what I do at the office is I go in and I line the spine up, line the hips up, keep everything straight. And when I started practicing, I realized that the body needed more than that for health. It needed real nutrition. It needed exercise. It needed diet control. And it needed emotional healing as well. So I started this path with my patient. Everyone that comes into my office, I say, man, I want to take care of you. I want to take care of you as whole as you can be, because that's what God has for you. So that's where my passion is, and that's where my heart is. So when Pastor Brenda talked about health God's way, I said, oh yeah, let's go. I'm ready. Let's run with this. Because what is happening in our generation, it's pretty scary when it comes to health and nutrition in our body, because it is a spiritual attack. It is, because numbers are rising, and not for the better. Not for the better, because it talks about how 1 in 4 women suffer a heart disease. 1 in 4, that's a lot. And they say even by 2050, that number is going to drastically change, and it's going to double. I said, no. No, God, that's not what your word says. Because in Exodus, you talk about how you are God, our healer. And when you deliver the Israelites from Egypt, not one of them were sick. Why would you write that in your word if we can't believe it? I mean, come on, not one of them were sick. I like these odds better than whatever World Health Organization's putting out. So, because that's what I want, is those stats. In 20 years from now, they'll do a big study and say, man, Christians are the healthiest people. Man, they don't even barely have any cancer or stroke or heart disease. What are they doing? What is happening in their world that we need to learn from? Because if we are the light of the world, I mean, and we serve the God of God and King of Kings who created us, where else can we go and seek counsel but for him, from him? And he is our healer, right? So I want my neighbors to look at me and say, Dr. Abraham, what are you doing? I want your neighbors to come up to you and say, hey, I saw you. You look good. What's going on with you? Because that's how we can witness. Because we should be the ones that are being the light and the salt and influencing the culture and not being part of those statistics. So one of the statistics that I was looking up and reading, it said 88% of diseases are chronic diseases, such as cancer, type 2 diabetes, heart diseases, and things like that. And, you know, 80% of those can be controlled with diet, exercise, and avoidance of tobacco use. It's crazy, right? So I'm going to be going over a lot of information with you. If you are a learner that writes it down, that's good. If you're one of those, I'm like a sponge. I just want to listen and soak it all in. Because all this information, you can come up and talk to me afterwards and you can gather it. So that's okay. So just kind of like, even if you're like, oh, I don't know what she said, calcium citrate or lactate. I don't get what she's talking about. Don't worry about it. We'll go over it with you individually if you even need it. Okay? So one of the things that I want to say is start with the word. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, don't you know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? Man, and don't you understand that's why the enemy attacks us? Because we're made in his image. Every time he wakes up and he sees you, he sees an image of God. Because the word clearly says we were created, by his image. I mean, come on. And he breathed his life into us. I mean, if he takes a breath into you, that's life for you. And then the word says he sent his word and healed our diseases. Woo! God, I take that. I like these stats, man. If you're going to line up with anything I tell you, this is the word that we line up with. Because it's better than any prescription. It's better than any diet. This is it. This is it. And this is what we live with. And this is who is going to be our life and our sustainer. Amen? So I just kind of want to talk about a couple of different things that I want to say about health. And this is going to be really simple. So I'll start with a story. I had a patient that came into my office, chronic constipation, migraine, headaches. And, you know, chiropractors take care of headaches. So she came to my office and she said, listen, I've been having headaches for 6 years. I need your help. And I said, okay, no problem. Let's do your history, going over information. So I started asking her questions. And, you know, I go, hey, how much water do you drink? She said, oh, I drink lots of water. I said, okay, how much? A glass every day. And I go, oh, God. So the things I want to say to you is it might sound simple, but I want you to do them. That's where the change is going to happen. Faith without works is dead, right? So I said, hey, why don't you start drinking half your body weight in water, which is the recommended dosage, every day for the next 2 weeks and come back and check with me. I lined her spine up. I sent her home. She comes back. She goes, you know, doc, I'm regular. Woo, I'm regular. I go, okay, girl, I got you. I got you. I don't need your business. And then she goes, I haven't had a headache in 2 weeks. You know, when we do our simple things to nurture our body, it makes a huge difference. So everyone in this room needs to be drinking half your body weight in water. So for somebody that's like about 120 pounds, I need to be around 60 ounces of water every day. Every day, no exception. If you're working out and using a lot of energy, you need to drink more. But that's your baseline. And if you don't like water, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to do it for your body. Amen? You could do flavored water. Ryan likes to put cucumbers in his water. Sorry, babe. I had to throw you out there. But, you know, whatever gets you the flavor that you want, make sure you're drinking water and hydrating yourself. And the reason why it's important to have water is because it helps absorb things in your body. And that's what's so important. So with talking about that, we want to go in and say nutrition matters. What you put into your body is what you can get out of it. It's just true and simple. I will have a patient that comes in and they're like drinking a 32 ounce of Coke and they're like, man, I want to lose weight. And I want to say, oh, yep, we can do that. First, I want to tell you what it takes to do that. And that's what I'm going to give you, what it takes to be healthy. And even though these are base model illustrations, I want you to understand, like, if you can do that, you will see your life change. So it's spiritual disciplines, right? So this is physical disciplines that can transform your life, that can transform your life and the life of your kids. So protein, as women, you need to be about 46 grams of protein a day. So if you put your palm out, do you see the middle of your palm? That's the amount of protein you need to be at least eating. And if you're a nursing mom or if you are pregnant, you need to be at least at 71 grams of protein a day. That's a day. So that's a lot of meat that you can eat, like a lot of protein that you can take in. So I want to talk about what kind of proteins we need to be focused on, organic or all natural. It's going to be really important because when you even go to the store and you look at beef and it's really red, that's dyed red. That's why it's so important that we kind of watch what we eat. So when it comes to big food groups, if you can, if the Lord allows it for you to invest a little bit into organic meats and things like that, go for it. Go for it if you can. And or you can do wild-caught fishes because that will help you. You know, now they're doing researches and it's showing farmed fishes and things, it messes up with the ratio of their omegas. And so that's why we watch what we eat, right? Because the more we know and we realize, oh man, this is an industry. They're not trying to feed you and keep you healthy. They're just trying to do it cheapest way they can and to just not take care of your body. And we don't want that because we want those stats that says 1 out of 4 to decrease to 9 out of 4 in a Christian world. That's it. That's what our goal is. That's what our aim is to take care of the temple that the Lord has given us. So we know about our protein. So let's talk about our vegetables. We need to eat tons of them. tons. So about your palm, like I say 5 handfuls. So if you're making a salad, do about 5 handfuls if you can. And I want you to eat vegetables that are non-starchy. So the potatoes, they don't count. I'm sorry, guys. You can splurge once in a while, but those baked potatoes do not count as a nutritional vegetable side. So when you're ordering your steak, you kind of have to start looking at broccoli as its partner, if you can, yeah? And then fruits, try to stick with berries that are organic if you can, but berries have such a high level of antioxidants. You know, antioxidants can even reverse cancer in your system. It has that strong of a potential. We have antioxidants that will fight oxidative things that we walk into every day. Even walking out in the sun creates oxidation in our body. It does. So what antioxidants can do is just amazing because it can reverse things and it can prevent things from deteriorating in your body. How much of us, like, you know, I spend time getting ready in the morning. I won't lie. I didn't wake up looking like this, right? But how much do we need to take care of our inside so it can look great too? Because most of us, we know what we need to do. You know, we get our eyebrows done every 2 weeks, our nails done every 2 weeks. We know what to do, how to take care of us, right, on the outside. But let's start living and making sure the inside of us looks great as well. Yeah? So I'm going to talk about this big taboo, fats. You know, you can eat as many as good fats as you want. Did you know that? You can eat olive oil if you want. You can eat coconut oil if you want. You can eat avocados if you want. I mean, in moderation, right? But you know what we do? We eat the bad stuff, 30 to 40%. That's what the research shows. Most of our intake is fats, about 30 to 40% of fats, when it needs to be 10%. But what do? We skip the avocados. We want the fried chicken. But, you know, your brain is covered with cholesterol. That's what keeps your brain safe. And that's why it's so important to keep our HDLs, which is our high cholesterol levels, high, and our LDLs, the bad cholesterol levels, low. So if you want to start trading out those oils that are not healthy for you to oils that are healthy. So basic, simple things like, you know, when you go to the kitchen, spend the $2 extra and buy the coconut oil because you can cook with it and it's good for you and it's better for you. And it just changes the way your body will function. It just really simply with that. But you want to avoid fats that are highly bad in a sense, like if it doesn't harden when you put it in the fridge, it's not a good thing. And if you can avoid animal fat, that's even better for you. Because even in our bodies, our toxins get stored in fat cells. So that's why we don't want to eat fat cells from animals. And I was reading in Leviticus, and it did talk about don't be eating animal fat or animal blood. It does. So I just kind of say, okay, Lord, I hear you. I hear you. And now I see why the science even supports it. The other thing is fats play a major role in hormonal balance, especially in us women. The more fat you have, the more estrogen production you have. And with more estrogen production, the more, I'm going to say it, the C word, cancer cells that can be produced in your body. So that's why we have to be very, very, very careful with our fat intake. So I know I'm pushing that hard, but I just want to say, because it does matter for the health of our body. Yeah? Because the word in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Man. Like he says, man, if you're going to eat for my glory. Do it for me. Do it for me. So commit your stomach, commit your taste buds to the Lord. Do it for his glory. Because that's the only way we can change the rate of what's happening in our country with the statistics that's happening. That's the only way we can change it, is if we commit ourselves to what the Lord is saying and walk it out in our real life, like everyday decisions. I pulled out a couple of things here. Catalin, it's a multivitamin, but it's coupled with enzymes. What it does is it helps your body observe whatever's in that bottle better. See, one thing that I started noticing when I read labels in vitamins, I realized they were just putting anything healthy and all natural. Like they could box wood and say all natural. There's no regulations, you know, and that's the scary part. That's scary. So whatever you're going to buy, just Google it and research it before you go spend your hard-earned money to a big company that's not producing what you're really paying for. It really is like that's how the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He steals things that are meant for our goodness, our health, and he puts it into something else and tries to make money out of it, and we're paying for things that are not even worth it. So another thing as women, I always want to say, take care of yourself. Your stress levels matter because the way your body responds to stress is matters. So have a healthy mind. Cut out relationships that are not of the Lord. Walk away from things. Keep your eyes set on the Lord and support your body. So if you go through something traumatic, you just want to make sure your adrenals are supported. There are tiny, tiny organs that sit on top of your kidneys, okay? They go into chaos whenever you're stressed out. They just kind of overwork themselves. And they even say it takes 2 years after a traumatic thing that happens to you for your body to normalize hormonally. So when we talked about relationships, you know, when somebody goes through a hard relationship, it takes about 2 years for you to go back to your normal hormonal production. Isn't that crazy? Because your body, whatever you're mentally doing, physically responds. And that matters to us. Why? Because we want a healthy mind, a healthy body, and a strong spirit, because we have work to do in the kingdom. Each one of you have work to do in the kingdom. And we cannot allow the enemy steal any of our days at all. At all. So if you're going to go to the hospital, I want you to go there to pray. Amen. Not be a patient. Right? So another thing is women, I want to talk about one little thing. It's called calcium. How many of you have heard take calcium, drink your milk, take calcium, drink your milk? Good. Because you should all be doing that. And if you're above 30, you have to be on a calcium supplement. You have to be. There's only two forms that the body absorbs, calcium citrate, calcium lactate. The reason why I'm mentioning that is that's one of the supplements that I've noticed that are in bottles everywhere that they label calcium, and then you look up, it's not even a formula your body can absorb. So you're just putting dirt in, and you're not even getting the benefits of it. So that's why I'm mentioning those two names. So make sure whenever you're picking up a bottle, it says calcium citrate or calcium lactate, because that's what the body can take in. Yeah, and if you're about 30, the reason why it's important for you to be on a calcium supplement is because your blood starts to steal calcium from your bones to make sure its calcium level is normal. Because, you know, your blood has to be functional, right, for have calcium in it and magnesium in it for your muscles to contract. So it actually starts to steal it from your teeth and your bones, and that's why osteoporosis and stuff, we notice it in women 65 and plus, but the damage starts at 30. So that's why it's important that we start taking calcium supplement, yeah? And another supplement I want to go over that kind of couples with it is bone complex. Bone complex is a matrix that's ground up bone, right? And what it does, it supplements whatever the bone loss that's already taken place. So for any woman that's about 65 and plus, that's what you should be focusing on. So that way you have strong, healthy bones. And then finally, oh, there's two more. Calcium D, calcium and D needs to be coupled together for calcium to be absorbed in your body, right? So what we want to learn is when to take these. So calcium, you can take them with food. Without food, it's fine. But all your fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, you have to take it after you eat because it needs fat to be absorbed into your system. That's why they're called fat-soluble. So if you're taking vitamin A without eating first thing in the morning, well, okay, but you need that essential oils in your system for it to actually get absorbed into your system. For any woman that struggle with like any kind of their cycle, can I talk about this, Pastor Brenda, about their menstrual cycle? So any with heavy flow or not even having one or skipping, Ovex is a good female hormonal balancing vitamin that you need to be on. So if your menstrual cycle is really heavy, or if you don't have one, you want to hormonally balance yourself, yeah? Because a lot of things affect those, right? Stress, things like that. So this, you need it in your system to help you balance and then line up. Another thing I want to say is exercise. Take time to take care of yourself. And I don't mean you need to run to the gym right now and work out 4 hours a day and bulk up. I mean, you need to just kind of like 20 to 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a day, even take a walk with a friend around a lake or just take a walk, pray with the Lord, because when you start working your body and taking that time out and taking care of it, it's amazing what it can do. It's amazing how it can heal. It's amazing how much weight you'll even lose by just working out 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week. Because we want to build lean muscle. Lean muscle means you start burning fat when you're not even working out, when you're sitting down. So the way the calories work is like, so when you're just sitting down for an hour, you burn about 100 calories just for sitting down and watching TV or just sitting down and hanging out. Yeah, you burn about 100 calories an hour. But what we want to do is we want to increase that rate because we eat more than that. That's why. So if you want to maintain your weight, just have your weight number, times it by 10, and that's what you can eat to just to maintain your weight. If you want to lose your weight, you want to lower your calories. And it's simple math. What you put in is what you're going to get, yeah? I know those are all nitty-gritty, so I'm going to go over some more nitty-gritty stuff because that's what I want us to know is how to take care of ourselves because that's what's going to show us results in the future. That's how we can change the statistics, the numbers. So mammograms from age 45 and plus, you need to have them every 2 years. Age 45 and plus. If things run in your family, I say start earlier. And then DEXA scan is the scan that they do to see how good your bones are, if they're brittle or not. You need to, if you're 65 and plus, you need to be doing that every 2 years. You see, when as women, we go through menopause, what happens is our estrogen level drops, and it makes our bones brittle. And so we need to keep an eye on it. And that's why there's certain supplements that you do, like Bone Complex and things like that, to make sure your bones are staying strong. Another last thing is like pap smears. So from 21 on, you need to be on doing it every 2 to 5 years. Yeah? So I know these tests, you know, they're time-consuming, and we don't really want to go up and do it, but it could save your life sometimes. It's amazing what they can find early. And if you can find it early, it's easier to treat something without having it, first off. And those are the key things that we go for, or catching it early. And that's what we need to do. I want to kind of start closing up. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for his glory, right? So make that your anthem. And anything that I do, anything I'm going to eat and put in my body, I want to say, does this glorify the Lord? So the next time you look at a pizza, you can just look at it and say, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble now. Because what I hear is what I'm accountable for, right? I want to talk about, like, in Genesis, how Eve got tempted with the tree and the fruit that she couldn't have. You know, the enemy knows how to get us distracted and out of our alignment and out of the destiny that God has for us. Because he's done it before. He's done it before. And that's why we have to be just on our guard. And on our guard for our children's. On our guard for our brothers and our mothers. Because if you're not the voice of truth in their life showing them, then who is? Because where else are they learning this information, you know? I want to finish with this story from Genesis 25. How many of you guys have heard the story of Esau and Jacob? Man, that's a powerful story, isn't it? And if you thought you had family dysfunctions, whew, talk about a brother trying to steal your destiny. And guess what? He did it too. Man. So when I read that, I go, God, man, show me. What are you saying this? Why are you saying this to me today? And I want to say it's because he wants you to know something. He wants you to hear this. He said, Esau comes in. He goes for a big hunt. He comes in all tired and worn out. He runs into his brother and he says, oh, brother, can you give me that bowl of soup? And you know what the brother does? Instead of saying, oh, yes, man, you're worn out. Let me take care of you. Instead of being a true brother to him, you know what Jacob does? Sell me your birthright, and I'll give you this bowl of soup. And Esau goes, hey, when you don't use your brain, you act dumb. It just is. It's the truth. Esau goes, oh, if I'm going to die, what is my birthright going to do for me anyways? He traded in his destiny, the call that was on his life, for a bowl of soup. He got his bowl of soup, and he lived. And guess, when it came time for the blessing, he goes to his dad, and Jacob had already stolen it. Right, he goes to his dad. He says, oh, father, won't you bless me at all? And the dad couldn't even reverse it. He said, man, I blessed him with everything. I blessed him with everything. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to trade our health for momentary pleasures. He wants us to just kind of say, oh man, I will date that bobo for a momentary pleasure and trade our relationship that God has for us, is the best that he has for us, for momentary pleasure. And he would say, oh, why don't you eat that dozen donuts for that momentary pleasure and trade our health? Man, isn't that crazy what the enemy can do or tries to do? But we want to say, no, I'm going to stay on guard and follow the will of God for my life, because the word that God has spoken over me is yes and amen, and I won't trade it. I would guard that destiny that's in me, and I will live a healthy life that God has for me. Amen? So, well, I just want to say, if you guys have any questions, I'll be back there if it's something personal or private, but I also want to open this time up. So if any of you guys have any questions, that, yep, go ahead, sir. Yes.
I know it's women's conference, but...
No.
You mentioned oils. How about canola oil? We use those type of oils.
Canola is actually one of the good ones, which is rare, but it's true. Canola oil is, yep. But I would try to stick close to as natural as possible. Okay. If I could, I would do coconut or avocado oil.
Okay.
Yeah?
And the second thing is, you mentioned calcium nitrate and calcium lactate. I know a lot of times, is this the same lactate, like a lot of blacks, you know, African Americans?
Yeah. Lactose intolerant, yep.
So calcium nitrate can be used
to calcium citrate. Yep. Calcium citrate has a has a great absorption rate. That's a very good question. Yes, ma'am. Peanut oil's good. Oh, for the hormones, there's two types. Ovex, if you are, yep, Ovex. It helps support your ovaries. And then Simplex F is for hormonal balance as women. Yes, ma'am. So we have some back there. If you can't get them today, that's fine. Our office sells them. Standard processes and a lot of, you have to get it from a medical office, because these are pretty strong. They're very effective, so you really have to go through somebody that knows what they're doing. Because there are certain blends, like he was talking about, calcium lactate versus calcium citrate. So if I know a patient's lactose intolerant, I won't put them on the calcium lactate. I'll do the citrate. Or if I know they're lactose intolerant, I won't put them on a probiotic that's a yogurt. I will do something that's a little different for them so that they can actually not have bloating when they're doing the right thing. Yeah. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Yeah. There are blood thinners, like vitamin K is a natural blood thinner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But do you get your levels checked? Okay. Yeah, so the ones that, so you should be fine. Yeah.